CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, honey, I'm busy with this packing.
You're always packing and unpacking lately. That's all you do.
I know it. And we aren't leaving for over a month, but Daddy insists Aunt Effie and I can only take one suitcase apiece.
Are you taking a flashlight, too?
Flashlight to Europe? No, dear. Why would I take a flashlight?
A lifeboat.
Lifeboat?
In case the boat starts to sink, and you have to get into a lifeboat.
Oh, Betsy, honey. The boat is not going to sink. Honestly, where do you get such ideas?
And I think that's what she said.
Oh.
She said no flashlight.
Oh, no, really?
You think the boat will sink?
No, I do not, and I'm surprised Aunt Effie even saying such a thing to you. The boat is not going to sink.
Well, if the boat does sink, and you and Daddy drown, then will I be an orphan?
Oh, Betsy, darling, the boat is not going to sink. No, you stop worrying about it, sweetheart.
Oh, I wasn't worried. I was just wondering if then I could go and live with Grandma.
Oh, I see. Would you like that?
Oh, yes. Grandma always has lots of candy in the house just for me.
Oh, she does.
Of course, I'd miss you and Daddy.
Oh, well, that's comforting, dear.
But living with Grandma would be nice, too.
Yes, well, if you're going swimming before dinner, then you run along. And tell Aunt Effie I'd like to see her before she goes down to the lake, too.
Motoring this summer? Here are a few suggestions from CBS Radio that may make your trip more pleasant. During the drive, you're apt to get thirsty, so take along a vacuum bottle with something cold or hot to drink. Better have some insect repellent with you, too, and if you're going to be exposed, some suntan lotion. If you pack a lunch, beware of perishables. Use a cooler and keep the food fresh. And carry an extra paper or plastic bag along to use as a wastebasket. Help keep our highways clean. With a plan, you can. A plan perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as the Beatnik.
Man, like the other day, I'm taking a little cereal, and suddenly these bugs come out of the baseboards.
Passing right by me, Daddy, in review.
And I wiped them out with Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. It's Deadsville, Daddy. Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer works fast. I'm hip.
Remember, for lasting protection against crawling bugs, get Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Now, what are you doing just sitting out here on the porch?
Nothing. Not a thing. 100 things to do around here, and I'm not doing any of them. Just a sitting, reading the paper.
And I finished the dinner dishes, so I'll join you. Where is Aunt Effie?
Aunt Effie? Oh, Betsy wanted to go out in the rowboat, so Aunt Effie said she'd take her.
I hope they don't go out too far. Oh, yes, I see them out there.
Yeah, they won't. Anyhow, it won't be dark for another hour.
Well, I want to tell you about Aunt Effie. I should tell you about Betsy first. She asked me if I were taking a flashlight along to Europe.
Flashlight.
That's what I said. She said, well, Aunt Effie was. I said, why? And she said, now get this.
Yeah, I am, honey. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Put the paper down a minute.
Darling, I can
put
hear
the
you.
All right.
What?
Aunt Effie is taking a flashlight to have in the lifeboat in case the boat sinks.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I asked Aunt Effie. She just tightened her lips up the way she does. And she said, well, silly or not, she was going to be prepared.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You worried about the boat sinking?
Yes, apparently. You know how Aunt Effie gets funny ideas sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I better have a talk with her.
No, there's no point in that, dear. I'm sorry she's worried over nothing, but you know how she is when she gets her mind fixed on something. You can't budge her. No matter what you say to reassure her, she will still take along a flashlight.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, golly.
Well, of course, I really do feel, dear. You want to read the paper?
Well, yes, I do.
All right. Give me part of it, then.
Oh, all right.
You always give me the back part.
Well, I'm reading the front part.
Why is the back part of the paper never as interesting as the front part?
Well, I suppose because most of the important news is in the front half.
I know, and that's wrong. Publishers should plan the makeup of the paper differently. Half and half. Because husbands and wives are always reading the paper together, and the wife always gets stuck with a back half. Now, what I would do if I owned a newspaper is... What's the matter?
Well, darling, I am trying to read.
All right. I keep quiet. I'll read the stock quotations. What are you reading?
Oh, I am trying to read what the mayor said about the new school appropriation. And I will give it to you when I'm through.
No, all right. The lake looks beautiful this evening, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how deep it is. Pat, come to think of it, I wonder how deep the Atlantic Ocean is.
Yeah.
Too bad Aunt Effie's at all worried. I don't see how the boat could sink, do you? Dear? I said I don't see how the boat could sink, do you?
Sink? Well, look, that rowboat was brand new, honey. Besides, they're not out very far. I'm keeping an eye on
them. No, not Betsy and Aunt Effie. I'm talking about the boat we're taking to Europe.
I mean,
why would Aunt Effie ever even think about an ocean liner sinking?
I do not know. It's just absurd.
I suppose they have.
Yeah, well, I never heard of any.
What about the Titanic and the Andrea Doria?
The Titanic hit an iceberg. What happened to the Andrea Doria won't happen again. They've looked into all that.
Well, I suppose we could hit an iceberg.
What, in July? Besides that, the ships take a route that's far enough south to avoid icebergs.
How do you know?
Well, Look, we're not going to hit an iceberg. What's the matter with you? You sound like Aunt Effie, worrying about some ridiculous...
I'm not worried. I only mentioned it. After all, you do think of those things.
No, I don't.
Well, I think you're an exception. I think when most people travel, I worry a little bit about it. Much as I like flying, I don't think I ever get in an airplane. I don't have some qualms. I'm so relieved when it lands safely.
No, I never give it a thought. I don't. You know, you cannot go through life worrying constantly about everything like that.
It isn't worrying exactly, dear. It's just that, just got to give it a thought, that's all.
And why you give that a thought is beyond me. When you jump in the car every day and you tear off somewhere, that's what you should give a thought to. You worry about planes or boats. By golly, more accidents happen on highways with cars than anything else.
I know, but for some reason it seems safer.
Well, probably why we all have the accidents. Statistics show...
Yeah, all right. I don't want to talk about that, dear.
Well, look, you started it, sweetheart. I was reading the paper.
I know. Go on.
Boat sinking and...
Not that I'm really worried about the boat. It's just that Aunt Effie... Tucking in a flashlight started me thinking. Not that I'd have any room to tuck anything extra, with you so adamant about our taking one suitcase apiece.
One suitcase? Look, now I am traveling on business, and I cannot be swamped with a lot of luggage.
How do you think my dresses are going to look? Meet your business associates over there? If I could take just one clothes pack, dear, both Aunt Effie and I could use it. We could get all of our dresses in one.
One suitcase. Now, look, honey, I'm trying to read, will you?
All right, I'm sorry. Want to tell you about Aunt Effie's flashlight.
Yeah.
I suppose it isn't a bad thing to have along in the lifeboat.
Yeah, I guess not.
Of course, what I think I would have thought of first would have been warm clothes. A heavy sweater, perhaps. From what I've seen in movies and read about lifeboats, the ocean seems to be blazing hot in the daytime and freezing cold at night.
Yeah, continued on page 22. Oh, I guess that's in the back part. Here, give it here, will you, if you're not reading it?
Oh, no, I'm not reading it here. And vitamin pills, that would be good to have those handy, you know. Be no time to grab food in an emergency, and maybe some chocolate bars, they'd give energy. And heavy gloves to help row. I imagine in a lifeboat, everyone takes turns rowing.
Yeah, I guess so, probably.
Another good thing would be a small thermos of fresh water. And I think I would have thought of a piece of good, strong clothesline.
Clothesline? Oh, honey, you don't need to wash your stockings out every night in the lifeboat, dear. Nobody will know the difference.
No, I just meant to tie around each of us so we didn't get separated in case it turned over.
Well, we probably wouldn't be together anyhow, honey. Women and children first, you know. Look, stop talking about it, will you?
Well, Anne Lundell said they have lifeboat drill on the boats. They did on the Queen Mary anyhow.
They have lifeboat drills on all boats, naturally.
Why?
Why?
If they have a lifeboat drill, there must be some reason they have it. You're so sure the boat won't sink. Apparently the captain isn't.
Look, it's probably a rule of the Maritime Commission. I think you'd feel better knowing what to do in case anything did happen.
Well, what could happen is what I am trying to find out.
Oh, the boat is not going to sink.
Well,
where are you going?
Upstairs to rearrange my suitcase.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Is it good when a former mental patient visits his psychiatrist off hours? For a moment, the psychiatrist believes it is, that his patient has reached a healthy new state. But the patient, played by Jack Carson, soon reveals a strange, deadly fixation about his doctor. This is the background for this Sunday's State of Suspense, as CBS Radio stars Jack Carson in Analytical Hour. And remember, keeping company with suspense every Sunday on CBS Radio are three more outstanding dramas. One is the continued saga of the sleuth with the action-packed expense account. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Johnny will be off on another hair-raising insurance investigation Sunday, sifting evidence of high-stakes fraud perpetrated by person or persons unknown. Sunday, too, that rugged soldier of fortune and misfortune, Paladin, will unsling his gun in the cause of Western justice in our latest story of Have Gun, Will Travel. And U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon will star in our latest episode of Gunsmoke, all here Sunday on CBS Radio.
Oh, now, if I don't take this dress, I won't need these shoes, and I... Oh, I didn't hear you come upstairs.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I told you, rearranging my suitcase. I'm just trying everything I'm taking to see if I can get it all in now.
Why are you taking out that blue dress?
No.
And that white jersey evening dress? They're my favorite.
I need room.
Well, you...
One suitcase is not enough for a woman when she's going to be 6 weeks in Europe. Dresses will be so jammed in and so wrinkled,
right.
I've got
all
to
right,
take
all right,
all right.
Take your
just...
clothes packed for your dresses.
No,
if I don't give in, I'll never hear the last
no,
of it.
No, no. If you give in, I'll never hear the last
Look,
of it. I know.
Take the clothes
no,
packed
no,
now.
No.
I can see now that you need it. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank you, Dibba. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm not going to have you not take my favorite dresses just because you have to make room for some silly stuff for a lifeboat.
Oh, dear.
No, no, no. It's all right if it makes you feel better. I mean, that's all. It's ridiculous to worry about a big ocean liner.
Oh, I know, I know.
Dozens of them sailing every day all over the world.
I know, and all year long, every
Probably
year.
Probably the safest means of transportation. Yeah. To even worry about things that you'd need a lifeboat.
I know. I realize that, dear, and I didn't pack a thing like that.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
Well, I know the boat isn't going to sink. You were right, dear.
Well, just in case I'm not right, here's the flashlight with a couple of extra batteries.
Oh, honey.
All right. Tuck it in your suitcase. I mean, after all, a flashlight always comes in handy.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
If I should drop my cufflinks under the bed, or we lose our way in the London fog.
Of course,
or something.
Dear. Yeah, well, it's good to have a flashlight.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.